KW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm M. Nguyen. Still no capture of Philadelphia area prison escapee Danilo Cavalcante, serving a life sentence for killing his ex-girlfriend. Authorities releasing video of him crab walking up a prison wall, to which they say he later pushed through razor wire.
Convicted killer Danilo Cavalcante now on the run for nearly a week. Prison officials in Chester County, Pennsylvania, releasing the footage after days of scrutiny, saying that razor wire on the roof had been added recently after another inmate escaped in an almost identical fashion back in May. But Cavalcante was able to slip through that wire Thursday, somehow evading notice of an observation tower guard.
ABC's Trevor Ault. Former President Trump facing a lawsuit from a liberal group in Colorado. The suit claims Trump is ineligible to run again under a constitutional clause barring candidates who have supported an insurrection. Millions of Americans under heat alerts for a third day straight. This is ABC News. Another mission to the moon launching this morning, this time from Japan.
Up, up and away in a burst of smoke, then over the Pacific. Here's launch control through a translator.
We have a liftoff of the H-2A launch vehicle number 47 from JAXA Tanegashima Space Center at 8:42 and 11 seconds a.m. on September 7th, Japan Standard Time.
The mission includes first putting into orbit around the Earth a satellite which will measure the makeup of what lies between galaxies, then a change of course to the moon to deliver in a few months a lightweight robotic lander. Tom Rivers, ABC News at the Foreign Desk.
India landed a robotic rover near the moon's south pole last month on a mission to look for water. Bruce Springsteen is canceling his September tour dates due to peptic ulcer disease. The first affected show was scheduled for tonight in Syracuse, New York. Springsteen apologized on social media, promising fans will be back to pick these shows up and then some. M. Nguyen, ABC News.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM, WGBW. W programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
And apparently, Maggie Dawn, Big Newton lover of the Maggie Dawn Show.
I was so offended, Jane. You know how much I love and admire you. You're like my freaking radio hero. And then to hear you bash my Newton.
It's still bad.
You want the cakey part cakey. You want the jammy part jammy. And it's like bringing me back.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. We'll be right back. The Todd Alba Show.
I see the silhouette of Todd Alba, who still hasn't figured out that maybe a TV person could help, you know, set this whole thing up.
For whatever reason, yeah. StreamYard's video is just deciding that the room is too bright.
When has Todd Alba been accused of being too bright? I mean, really there. I'm like, where's Aaron with the rim shot?
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold, 1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003. 125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football. You're about to find out. Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown. Monday mornings at 8 on WISS and WGBW and on the Civic Media app.
Hey, son. How are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Coming to the greater Green Bay area live from the WGBW studios at the City Deck Landing and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Well, thank you very much. Welcome back to Mino and the Mayor. You know, Mr. Mayor, there was a time where there was a different M&M show.
What?
There was a different M&M show.
Okay.
Okay, because you like to say we're the M&M
We
boys?
Are, because it's Mino and the Mayor, yeah, or as I like to say, the Mayor and
right,
Mino.
Right, as you like
but
to say.
Whatever.
But there was once a show, Mino and Mandarich.
Really?
And joining us right now,
wow,
so my former co-host, Tony Mandarich. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. How are you guys?
We are good. The Triple M show we have right now, yeah. Tony. Welcome.
The M&M.
Right, M&M. There you go. Man, it is good to hear your voice. You know, those of us who, everybody knows you. And how are you doing? Tell us about that, and I want to get into a little bit more of
what. Well, wait, let me ask this, Tony. Are you still making a living taking pictures of unbelievably hot women?
I'm trying to make a living of pictures of unbelievable women and a lot of other things like commercial photography,
right.
Advertising photography, but yeah.
Well,
yeah, that's, you know.
So have you been back in our neck of the woods taking pictures?
I have not been back to Green Bay, Wisconsin since I would say winter. It was like January or February of 1993.
Oh,
And 92 was my last season there.
Right.
So it's been a few years. It's been how many years?
And that's crazy.
Unbelievable. 30 something years.
Yeah, right. Yeah. It's 31 years.
Wow.
Okay.
Yeah,
but just
incredible.
To back up about the hot women. I mean, you own a photography company, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, my own studio and my own photography business. But and that, you know, I published a lot of fitness photography of women and, you know, bodybuilder guys, only because I had access to so many of them because I was a photographer for the NPC here in Arizona, which had 8 shows a year. So my network happened to be in there, even though I did a bunch of other styles of photography. But, you know, a lot of the posts I would do would be pictures of, you know, people that were very fit
right.
in their industry.
Why didn't you call me?
Yeah.
Tony.
You should see him,
well,
Tony.
Apparently you blocked me.
Oh. Yeah.
Tony, Johnny blocks a lot of things right now. He's getting a little big.
Like vegetables.
We got to get him some fiber.
There you go.
I know.
So where are you living now? Where's home?
I'm in Scottsdale, Arizona.
Nice.
You know, it's for now, it's been home since 2005, and, you know, home will always be home back in Canada. And, yeah. But right, you know, for the last almost 20 years now, it's been Arizona. And I'll tell you what, the lack of humidity here does wonders to the body as far as, you know, joints and, you know, inflammation and just kind of, I don't want to say healing, but not having things inflamed in your shoulders or knees or hips or whatever, as far as body aches go. So it's really been a great place to live for that reason.
Well, and allergies too. I mean, I just think that's just healthier living down there. It's it's dry.
Although it's brutally hot though, sometimes. I mean, like
we do read about it.
I mean, like I said, I've been in Iraq and Phoenix is about as hot as Iraq.
Well, let me just say, I've shoveled a lot of sunshine in the last 15 years.
Yeah, funny.
Hey, Tony, well, one of the things though, that I've always found fascinating about you coming from Michigan State is, and we had a guy on today that played football for a legendary name, and I'm going to throw it out, but I promised him that would be one of the first questions I would throw out a name for you, because this guy played at Northern Michigan, and he said that's all this guy did for the offensive lineman was show a video of you. His name was Buck Nystrom.
Oh, yeah. Buck's an extremely important part of my story as far as development in college football and just teaching by example and teaching, you know, as far as discipline goes, you know, leadership, just things. But a lot of those things that he taught came naturally because he was doing them. But intensity, and he was very passionate about that other school in the state of Michigan. He just liked them. But yeah, Buck is one of those, you know, top five people in my life that I, as far as like influencers, different than today's influencers.
Yeah.
But influencers as far as how I ended up shaping, you know, a lot of my life and, you know, just, you know, practicing on the field and just all that stuff in many different ways.
But Tony, you know, you look at all the change that have happened, all this social media and NIL and just the craziness, but we've had on our show here, we've had coaches and players on, and I tell you, that's something that I don't think has really changed is a really good coach. I mean, these guys just, you know, and everybody, you know, I want to honor your father, but these coaches are so important in these players' lives, and these good coaches, they know more than the X's and O's. And I just think that's really cool to hear you know, someone who, you know, is a very successful to talk about coaches. Cause I don't know that we give them enough credit for what they do for the youth that's in our community. Point.
Well, I agree. And you know, they're getting, and we'll even, whether it's Pop Warner, whether it's high school, college, or pro, you know, not so much, not so much in the pros, but in high school and college especially, you're, as a young man, you're very, you know, like a sponge. So you're very influenced very easily. And if you're surrounded by the wrong people, you know, that will wear on you the wrong way. But if you get surrounded by the right people, and you know, I was lucky enough to be surrounded by a lot of great coaches and a lot of great people, even though, there, you know, obviously we all know there was a time there where I knew all the answers for everything. And, you know, that almost got me killed. And then I was like, well, no, maybe I could listen to some of these people because, you know, the things that they do and they practice are you know, developing a lot of success.
Tony, I can honestly say this. I've covered hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of athletes, especially pro athletes. I've never seen one person so different from what I thought they were going to be versus what they really were on the inside. The Tony Mandarich on David Letterman was nothing compared to the Tony Mandarich who I went looking for his dog that ran away. You were two different people. The persona versus the real man were two different people, weren't they?
They were, and they are still. I think, you know, there's a lot more people now that know kind of like, you know, where I dig my heels in and what I stand for. And but yeah, and you know, we're talking media influence back in the late 80s, early 90s. And at that time, you know, one of the sports authorities, because there was no internet really available to the public, was Sports Illustrated. Like, they were like kind of like the print form of, you know, authority of
ESPN. They were almost like the ESPN
and,
of the day.
Exactly. And so, you know, it's like, you know, they had an idea, that writer had an idea of how to paint this narrative of this guy. And I'm not blaming them. They were just doing their job to sell magazines. And I fed into it and gave them, you know, I didn't keep my, I mean, let me just break it down really simple. When I went to Green Bay, all I did was talk. When I went to Indy, I mean, after a 3-year hiatus from the league, all I did was pretty much shut up and just do my job. And so it was like polar opposites, right? And it worked out better for me. You know, I feel like I've been very lucky because I've had both perspectives, how to do it the wrong way and how to do it the right way. And so now I have something to compare to, and it's a lot easier way of life. It's a lot easier way to play on the football field. It's a lot easier to be a good teammate when you kind of, you know, have some humility, you're humble, you have some experience, and, you know when to keep your mouth shut.
We're talking with Tony Mandarich.
That takes a real man to say that, and I just applaud you for that. It's right, because I think we've all gone through phases in our lives where you kind of...
Yeah. And it's, you know, I agree with you, you know, totally, Jim. It's, we've all got, like, every person is going to go through adversity, has gone through adversity. In my respect and in thousands of different examples, you know, a lot of us will live our adversities on the front page of newspapers or the cover stories of whatever TV, you know, sports show or whatever you're in. Politics, doesn't matter what it is. So, you know, finding out who the real person is will, you know, it's kind of like it takes time, and plus people change, right? I mean, people, well, I've learned a lot of things. I've learned the most things in my life from my mistakes, and I've learned the greatest lessons from my biggest mistakes. So, you know, and one of those things we, you know, that everybody knows and I've been public with for a long time now is my sobriety. Right. And so I've been, you know, March 23rd, 95, I walked into a treatment center in Detroit, Michigan on my own because I knew that alcohol was a problem. And so I've been sober 28 years, almost, you know, March will be 29 years. And I acknowledge that sobriety, and that's crucial. It was crucial to the rest of my life. But I don't know if I should be applauded for it, because it's like I was doing something wrong and then I corrected it. So that's one thing. But it's like I shouldn't have been doing that in the first place. Yeah. You know, as far as like drinking that way and acting and having those behaviors that way, and obviously saying a lot of things that we know I said that were just ridiculous. I mean, I cringe when I hear some of them now. But it's part of that growth, and then you change. You change as a person. You kind of peel the onion, and you find out who you are, what you stand for, what you're about, and you also find out what you're not going to stand for, and what's unacceptable in your life, and what you're not going to tolerate.
Well, Tony, one of the things, though, too, that era, every guy was macho if they went out and got hammered with the other guys. Let's be honest.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, but absolutely.
Tony, Tony, I don't interrupt here, but I've dealt with a lot of people, and you are to be applauded. I mean, what you did, you turned it around in 28 years. You know, we got this celebration coming up here, September 9th, you know, and people are all celebrating how many years, months, days of sobriety, and that's important, mm-hmm. and they need people like you in their life, and you are to be applauded. I think what you've done is incredible, and I just, God bless you for being an example.
I want to get more on that, Tony. We've got to send her a super quick break. We'll be a bit more at that. We're with talking with Tony Mandarich. Please stay with us. Mino and the Mayor, right after this.
Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin plays at an MVP level. They came in ahead of time, make sure they had all of the measurements. When the Pella people left, you had no idea they had been here. You just had the new window. They're great professionals, Gina, and some of the best in the world at what they do.
Right now, pay as low as $19 a month per window or $75 per month on patio doors. Visit PellaWI.com today.
$6.99 APR for 120 months. Certain restrictions apply. See showroom for details. Offers end 9/30/2023.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. Overcast skies today with daytime highs approaching 62. Winds out of the north, 10 to 15 miles an hour. Overcast again tonight, lows around 51. Mainly clear tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 67. Low 70s, Saturday turning cooler, Sunday with highs in the upper 60s and scattered showers possible. Another look at the short range, high of 62 today, lows level off around 51 tonight. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 56.
Where the fans own the team. This is the talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here at 97.9 FM, 1590 AM WGBW in downtown Green Bay. We're talking with Tony Mandrich. Fascinating discussion. And Tony, when you and the mayor just broke off there, you're talking about your alcohol problems. And what I was saying is that was the culture of sports back then. If you didn't go out with the guys and knock down a bunch of shots and everything like that, then, you know, you weren't one of the guys. And Jim kind of mentioned here during the break, he said, yeah, the coaches didn't do anything about it. And I said, didn't do anything about it. They were with the guys. True or
that's
false?
That's a true story. That's a true story.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tell us about that, Tony, about that culture in those days.
Well, it was nobody forced anybody to drink, but it was kind of like if you didn't drink, there was always the question of why.
Yep.
Like, what do you mean you don't drink? It's like, because you would be in the minority if you didn't drink.
Yep.
Or you'd be the oddball out. And, you know, so, and drinking was just part of it. And it was kind of like that stereotype of, you know, being a guy or being an athlete or whatever, you know, you want to call it. It was just part of that. And drinking is okay if it doesn't take your life over. You know, it's like the part where it becomes unmanageable and you start to lose everything in your life that's most important is when it's a problem. So, you know, like it's kind of like, you know, take as prescribed or, you know, use with caution kind of things. It's like there's nothing wrong, I think, with people. They can have a drink and this and that. And look, some people can have more than a drink, and that's fine. I don't go around counting people's drinks. My drinking is my business. And your drinking only becomes my business if you think you have a problem and you come to me and ask for help or what to do. That's when it becomes my business. Otherwise, you know, I'm around, you know, I have people that I'm acquaintances with that will go out to dinner and they'll drink. It doesn't bother me at all. Sometimes we'll go out and they'll drink and they'll get plastered. And I'll just be like, you know, I got to go because I've got stuff to do. I've got I'll make some excuse up and really not really even make an excuse up. There probably is something I could be doing than hanging out with somebody who's being plastered drunk. Plus, it's like I'm looking in the mirror at myself as they're passing out on the table. And I'm like, well, yeah, that's the way I used to be. And, you know, it's like kind of like, thank God I can see how I used to be and recognize it and you know, walk away from it.
You know, Tony, we've had Chris Farley's brother on this show, Tom Farley, And he was an alcoholic himself. He freely admits it. And he said one of the problems with Chris is that he had some really good supportive people around him, which kept him on the straight and narrow. And then when he moved to L.A., he was around some people who didn't. And, I mean, he named names, big names in showbiz, who actually hurt Chris Farley and played a part in his, you know, serious problems and demise.
Yeah.
Did you find that too, Tony, in retrospect, that, you know, some people were acting like they're your friend, but in retrospect, they were kind of damaging you?
You know, I hesitate to say yes, but I would say yes. And there's a difference between, you know, people that are malicious about it and people that are enablers. And like people that enable, a lot of them don't realize they're enabling you. A lot of them think they're doing you a favor, and but there's also people that know that this will, you know, kind of lead, I don't want to say lead to your demise, but they know it's not good for you, but yet they continue to feed you that chemical or whatever it is that, you know, will lead you down that dark path. And yes, there were some people like that, but it was the minority. It wasn't very many. There were, you know, enablers, but there's enablers everywhere.
Yeah.
It's not concentrated to one, you know, demographic. And then I got to say, on the other end, there was people and from the organization, from front office to players to a lot of people, they kind of knew something was up with me, but they didn't know what, and they did try to help me, and they would talk to me one-on-one. And so there was like anonymity about it. So, you know, it's like also kudos to those people because, you know, they went out on a limb and they
tried.
You know, they were kind of like, they were like, let's help this guy.
Right.
But you know, when you have all the answers, like I thought I did,
right.
You know, it's like you're talking to a brick wall. Tough. It's like, you know, you're talking to a stone.
Yeah.
They're not going to hear it.
And Johnny talked about with Chris Farley and how his brother was, you know, you need support. I mean, you've been at this 28 years, but still tomorrow's another day. I mean, you just, it's just, you need people to believe in you and you're doing the right thing. And I just want to, I don't want to dwell on Farley, but he just kind of felt like some people said, let it go tonight. We'll fix it tomorrow type thing. And you just got to stay with the people. Do you do some of that, Tony? I want to get to football, but I want to end on this. This is really an important subject here in Green Bay and throughout the country. But are you a sponsor of some people? Are you working with some people who...
I do. And, awesome. You know, I'll still attend some 12-step meetings, not as many as I used to. And the reason I attend them more so than not is, like, I'm not afraid of, like, I don't fear going back to drinking or drugging or opiates or any of that. I go because I feel like I have an obligation to be there for the newcomer.
Yep.
And to kind of help them in any way that I can, because I was a newcomer at one time and they were there for me.
Yep.
So, and, you know, they were patient and they loved me back to life and, you know, things, you know, ended up, you know, turning out and my life ended up taking a, you know, 180 and going, you know, back uphill, which was a good thing. Now, I will say this is what's really changed for me. In the last 3 years, especially because of world circumstances, is I've gotten my nose back into the Bible personally. And because I see things going on that raise my eyebrow. And it's like, if it was one or two things, but I see like too many things going on that are red flags and they're warnings.
Amen to that, Tony. I mean, you know, I couldn't agree with you more. Hey, you're going to stick around,
yeah,
right?
We're going to go to a break.
We're going to get back. I got a couple more questions. We'll talk about
football.
We got
to talk football, too.
Well,
back with Tony Mandridge right after this. This is the moment.
From I-43 to I-41, this is the talk of Green Bay. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Em Nguyen. Still, no capture of Philadelphia-area prison escapee Danilo Cavalcante, serving a life sentence for killing his ex-girlfriend. Authorities releasing video of him crab-walking up a prison wall, to which they say he later pushed through razor wire.
Convicted killer Danilo Cavalcante, now on the run for nearly a week. Prison officials in Chester County, Pennsylvania, releasing the footage after days of scrutiny, saying that razor wire on the roof had been added recently after another inmate escaped in an almost identical fashion back in May. But Cavalcante was able to slip through that wire Thursday, somehow evading notice of an observation tower guard.
ABC's Trevor Ault. Former President Trump facing a lawsuit from a liberal group in Colorado. The suit claims Trump is ineligible to run again under a constitutional clause barring candidates who have supported an insurrection. Millions of Americans under heat alerts for a third day straight. This is ABC News.
Did you know the best way to fix a roof leak is to prevent it from leaking in the first place? Hi, I'm Shannon Alberts, president of Security Libkey Roofing. I'm excited to announce our newly trademarked Red Shield maintenance plan. You see, we don't want to just replace your commercial roof. We actually want to help extend the life of it first. We understand the roof on a commercial property is a massive investment, and we want to help you protect it. To learn more about Security Libkey Roofing's Red Shield Maintenance Plan, go to 920roofing.com or call 920roofing today.
People you know, call 920roofing.
Spin the globe and pick where you would go this summer at Ho-Chunk Gaming Acusa. We'll be giving away a vacation of your dreams with our Vacation Your Way promotion. Throughout the month of September, you can earn entries for your chance to be one of 10 lucky winners on September 30th, with one grand prize winner receiving a travel certificate for anywhere your heart desires. Only at Ho-Chunk Gaming Acusa, your place to play. For complete contest rules, see the Rewards Club booth at Ho-Chunk Gaming Acusa. Must be 21 or older to participate and enter the casino floor.
Show the world that age is just a number. Ho-Chunk Gaming Acusa presents the golden days for those who are 50 and wiser. Turn up your excitement, because each Tuesday from July to December, you can earn 25 same-day slot points and $10 rewards play. Redeem up to four times. The golden days await at Ho-Chunk Gaming Acusa, where the only thing more exciting than your luck is the fun you'll have. For complete contest rules, see the Rewards Club booth at Ho-Chunk Gaming Acusa. Must be 21 or older to participate and enter the casino floor.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Do you ever get tired of one-sided conversations? Have you changed the station due to mean-spirited rhetoric? Wouldn't it be refreshing to listen and engage in civilized dialogue about politics and how issues affect our families differently? Welcome to the Rational Revolution. I'm Chris Elfheim.
And I'm Emily Sefos. Together, we'll look at today's issues through a politically purple lens. So join us on Thursday evenings from 7 to 8 on WGBW, WISS, and the Civic Media app.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Mino the Mayor here on WGBW. A very special guest, Tony Madrich. Tony, this is fascinating what you're talking about. I do have to talk about one thing, though. When I saw you play for the Packers in the late stretches of your career, and you and I were doing the TV show at the time, and you had some serious issues that you haven't hid from, and then I saw you a few years later play for the Colts, and it's like, oh my gosh, this is the guy. This is the guy we drafted. I mean, you went against Reggie White, and you more than held your own against Reggie White. I mean, you're an alternate for All-Pro. What turned it around for you in that way, Tony? I mean, you were an explosive player once again. If you could go back in time and you wanted it to be all football, what would you do differently? What do you regret the most? What do you think was the roadblock, the pitfall from you becoming the player you eventually became?
You know, it was really myself and you know, my ego and obviously the chemical problems like you cannot, I couldn't change the things I needed to change until I got rid of the chemicals in me. And if I keep putting the chemicals in my body every day, meaning alcohol and opiates, nothing's going to change. So, you know, once I got sober in March of 95, March 23rd of 95, you know, that next year or 11 months later, I had a workout with Indianapolis and was signed. And so, you know, I had a I was out of the league for three full years. And once I could start changing me as a person, good things started to happen. I started getting off the losing streak and started, you know, somewhat of a streak of good things happening. And, but yeah, I was self-sabotaging. It was really, there were other variables. You know, Lindy's offense, and none of this is excuses. This is just facts. Lindy's offense was very complicated. But you know what? You're a pro, so you need to learn it and get over it. And that's my opinion. It's like you're getting, you know, you're at the elite level, and it doesn't matter how complicated or how simple it is, figure it out and get the job done. So, you know, I take that on as far as that's my responsibility, but it was a factor. But the biggest factor was my own self-sabotage. And so when I went to India, you know, obviously a whole different person. What you had just said about, well, that's the guy we drafted, that's what Lindy said when he saw me in Indianapolis. He's like, who are you? He's like, this is the guy that we remember that came out of Michigan State. And I was very upfront with everybody in Indianapolis before I signed about, look, this is what has happened. This is what happened in Green Bay. This is what happened the last 3 years, and now I'm sober, and you're getting damaged good. I didn't want to skirt around the issue, and I didn't want anybody from Indianapolis to hear it from anybody else but me. And I still hadn't gone public with it for probably another 10 years. But, you know, I wanted them to know the truth. And, you know, there's none of this my truth, your truth. There's only the truth. And that was the truth. And I wanted them to know that if they're going to invest in me, that they're taking a risk, because, you know, most people that get sober, a lot of them don't, you know, they relapse and they go back out. So I wanted them to know that, look, yeah, there are risks here that you're, you know, getting involved in again, if you give me a chance. But if you give me a chance, and that's all I really needed. And, you know, and as far as I told myself,
right. That's amazing. That you did that on your own. I mean, Tony Manrich is the guy who walked into a rehab place and 11 months, I mean, your life was probably not going to end real well. And in 11 months, And in 11 months, you turned it around and got signed by the Colts. I mean, people need to hear that story. The people need to know that you can turn it around, but it is hard. Yes. It's hard work. It's a lot of meetings. It's a lot of support, yeah. But you know, you do the 12 steps, and you know, I mean, yeah. I think
you need people.
You need people.
You can't do it by yourself.
No.
You can't do it by yourself.
Right.
You definitely need the support, and you definitely need the people, right. And not just people in 12 step, but the right people in 12 step.
Yeah. So with that, Tony, you've done a lot of things in your life, but you're still known for being this like unbelievable draft choice and just a terrific player. You friends with some of the, you hang with any of the people you played with, or have you moved on?
Well, I do talk to certain people and stay in contact with certain people.
Besides John Minow.
Well, John, when somebody blocks you on their phone, you can't get a hold of them.
That is true. Says, we went over that.
It says this customer has blocked you. And, you know, so I keep getting that every time.
Would
Larry McCarron, my calls go through?
Well, yeah, Larry doesn't have many friends.
He's only got three.
As cranky as Larry is, you think anybody wants to call him? Come on.
Maybe that's why me and Larry get along, because he's cranky. but you know, like James Campen, you know, is one of the first guys that comes to mind.
Quality guy.
Great guy.
Yeah, and I saw him here. Oh, I want to say 5-6 years ago when he was still the O-line coach for the Packers, and the Packers were playing here in Arizona, I had met James at the hotel where the Packers were staying, and we caught up for like an hour.
Nice.
I know how busy it is when you're on the road and a coach or a player. It's like your time is so limited, but it was just good to see him. And we've kept in touch. I texted with him 3 weeks ago and when they were in the middle of camp. So, and, you know, I talked to Sterling Sharp last week.
Oh, wow. It's John's favorite. That's one of your favorite players, right?
Yeah,
he
was a warrior.
One of my favorites.
He was a warrior.
One of my favorite players, and I started a new podcast with a co-host, Bubba Clem, from the Bubba Army. He's been in radio for decades, but he's a huge Packers fan. So the podcast is called Past Packers. So
oh, cool!
Past Packers podcast, and it's basically just on every Thursday. Like, you know, today the inaugural one will launch Thursday, September 7th, and with Sterling Sharp as the first guest. And it's just an hour of you know, BSing and just talking about everything and anything. And there's no specific agenda except to kind of like relive some of the stuff from the past Packers that have contributed. And, you know, this whole league and, you know, the whole Packer organization was built on the shoulders of some very, you know, tough football players and tough people. And, you know, I think some of those people, I mean, I find that stuff fascinating. So, you know, we came up with this idea of the Past Packers podcast, and today is the first day that it airs, and wow. Sterling Sharp was the first guest for an hour.
Well, just so you know, you're our first guest on a thing called Throwback Thursday. So this is kind of ironic.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, you're our very first guest for it. Hey, Tony, talk about some of those former players. I'm a firm believer the Packers had some pretty good players, but they didn't win, and thus those players didn't get the recognition. And the media can be overrated sometimes where, you know, who they give the pub to and the accolades to. And a lot of times it depends on how the team performs. Who were some of those guys you thought were underrated for the Packers back in those days?
Oh, I mean, there's a list, definitely. there's a list, but also some of these people did get credit. Like, you know, Tim Harris comes to mind, but look, he led the league in sacks that one year, but he did get credit too. But I don't think people realized how good he really was. I mean, he was really good. You know, again, going back to James Campen, had very good athletic ability, obviously, because you're in the NFL, but he played way above his ability. He played it like way better than if you were to, you know, I think Sterling called him a 5'9" center, right? So he's like poking fun at him, but him and Sterling get along great. And it was just one of those things. Herman Fontenot, I mean, great player. You know, Ron Hallstrom, a great player who I don't think got the credit he deserves. You know, Brian Noble did get credit, but I think he deserved more credit. I thought he was a great linebacker, more than the credit he was given. And, you know, obviously, I mean, I'm going to, you know, mention people like Leroy Butler, but Leroy Butler has been recognized. Blaze Winner is a guy that didn't get the credit that I think the value he brought onto the field and in the locker room was incredible. Bryce Pop was incredible. Chuck Cecil, you know, and the list goes on. Obviously, Don Davey. Do you remember John Jerkovich?
Oh, of course. Jerker and I did a show together,
so
too.
Right? So there's a guy that, you know, it's like a lot of people won't remember him. But, man, I tell you what, he was a guy that made a difference on the field. Like I would look at John and be like, if you didn't know him and if you didn't practice against him, you would be like, you know, we're going to handle this guy. But, man, he when he strapped it up, he was there to play.
But I tell you, it like you said, though, Tony, or Johnny was saying
great
that.
Great name, this is fun.
But it is great to and bringing back some great memories. But it just is so much better when you win. You know, it elevates everybody.
Agreed.
And I'm just sorry that didn't happen. And, you know, Johnny and I were in the stands during those, what do you call those? Not dark times, but just...
I was in the locker room during those
things. Oh, yeah, you were working.
I wish I could have left the stands, got in my car, and got home.
Yeah, that was tough.
Oh, boy, dealing with some of those guys.
Yeah. So, and we've been...
But 89, I still say that 89 season could have been magical if it could have gotten a little help from somebody else. I think that team had a chance to go places, Tony.
Yeah, and Magic was hot that year, yep. And Sterling, I think, led the league in receptions that year, yep. Maybe. And then that was the year that, you know, we beat Chicago up in Green Bay on that replay, I think. And, you know, they still have an asterisk beside it there.
Good, let them.
On their website. I just find it amusing. I mean, they're holding on to a resentment for a long time.
What is it, getting and, free rent in their head or something like right. that? Yeah.
Right, exactly. But, you know, it's just, you know, it's just one of those things. But, yeah, you know, back to your point, winning makes everything better.
Yeah.
It just,
yeah. And, yeah.
It does. And we've been very fortunate, you know, as you know, lately. And just, yeah, we makes up for a lot of sins.
Obviously, we have to wrap it up here, Tony, but obviously we had NFL Hall of Fame quarterback play for the last 30 years. Just one quick thing, a young guy like Jordan Love, what kind of advice do you give a young man like that?
Well, I think he's already on the right path. I mean, he was, you know, a backup to a guy that was extremely good. And so he could kind of sit and learn and develop, which I think was great. I think the ceiling for him is really limitless. Nobody knows. Nobody knew
right.
what number four was going to become. Nobody knew what number 12 was going to become at Green Bay. And now I don't think anybody really knows how number 10, how well he's going to do. He's going to have to face some adversities and how he deals with those adversities in real time. Will reveal what kind of a player he is and becomes. I feel good about it.
Oh, man.
I think he's going to do well.
I tell you, Tony, you know, we've got our pulse on the community here, and the fans are ready for him.
We're behind him.
They are.
Tony, this has been an absolute pleasure having you on here in our first edition of Throwback Thursday, my friend.
Yeah, thanks, guys, for having me on.
Well, we got to set one last quick break.
Good guy, isn't he? Johnny? I guess, Johnny, you're not there yet. That Tony Manrich, you know, he took a little bit of a rap here, but what he has done with his life, you know, and walking into a rehab and 11 months later, I mean, he's just a terrific example of how you can turn your life around and be successful. So that was a great interview. He's a good guy. So is Johnny on the line?
Hello.
Oh, there you are. John. What a great guy.
Yo, that was really enjoyable just to listen to him.
He's awesome.
He's awesome.
We've got to get him. It's kind of hurts my feelings a little bit that he hasn't been in this city in 31 years.
Well, he said it was because of you. He wasn't coming back.
I thought he said you. I missed that. I know it was my
No, he said man. You. No, he said the Schmidt guy, he said.
Okay, whatever. I'm bringing him back here. I'm going to show him what the city's made of and what's different, what's new, what's exciting.
You could have him over your house for a cookout or something like you always have with everybody else?
Yeah, probably. Yeah. I probably will. And
okay.
He'll respect my dog. So, yeah, he's...
Have some deep dish pizza?
Yeah, we're going to do that. Anyway, that was great.
Bring some of that in Monday.
Why don't you just join us on Sunday?
I'm not invited.
What's the community shelter? I mean, the way things are going, you may be a resident there. So, if there's some leftover, but we're making deep dish pizza for.
I'm a big fan of leftover pizza. I'll be honest.
Yeah, it's painfully obvious. Yes, that'd be good. Nothing, John. It just means that you being Italian, you probably like pizza. That's what that meant, John.
Yeah.
Nothing more. Don't. Are you sensitive about a comment that I said you like pizza?
No, not at all.
Right away, you go to your waistline? Good. No, John, I wasn't talking about your waistline. All right, Johnny.
Bug Tussle has been providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin before it was cool. Now we're celebrating the company and the bug that started it all. In honor of our mascot, Buford's birthday, and the anniversary of our company, we are giving new customers free service until 2024, and 5 current customers will win $1,000 each. For more details and to get Bug Tussle internet today, call 877-227-0924. That's 877-227-0924.
Protect your family from radon. Radon causes lung cancer, and half the homes in Green Bay test high. Request a free test kit at newradon.com. That's newradon.com.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts.
Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. Cloudy skies today with highs around 62. Northerly winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Cloudy skies again. Tonight lows dip down to about 51. High of 67. Tomorrow mainly sunny skies and calm. Low 70s Saturday, upper 60s Sunday with a chance for scattered rain showers. Another look at the short range. High of 62 today. Lows level off around 51 tonight. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 56.
From the home of the frozen tundra, Green Bay's choice for news talk, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Welcome back. Last segment of Mine on the Mayor on this cool Thursday morning, right? Like 63, 64. I think
the... Hey, I got to tell you something. So, I'm in the UP.
Yeah.
Stranded.
Right.
It was 95 degrees here like 24 hours ago. And it's now 51.
Wow. Yeah. I think
it's
this...
40-some degrees in like 24 hours. That's the UP for you.
Yeah. I think we have a pretty decent Saturday coming up. But when you look at the long range forecast, I mean, summer's over and that's okay. Kids are back in school. Hey, Johnny, I just want to share with you. I got a text that came over our text line. Great interview with Tony. He really changed. We have to remember these people are just kids when they're told they are the greatest, you know, super impressed with his openness and humility. Isn't that nice?
You know, Tony was brought up right. I mean, his parents, you know, they were refugees. They had to escape from
Canada,
where it was, you know, Eastern European country. And they were refugees and went to Canada. And then he lived with his brother in America and everything. And you're right. You think back when you were 20 or 21 years old, you know, when you look back what idiots we were. And then to be offered all that money and all that acclaim. How would you handle it? I mean, I handle things terribly, just being a, you know, a whatever, versus being in the national spotlight.
And, well,
you know, I love the fact that he comes clean and he says, I'm not going to hide anything. I'm going to be as honest as possible.
Right. And coupled with that, you know, not only being, you know, 2021, but kind of bad advice, right? I mean, his agent, I don't think had.
Yeah, he got some. Yeah. There were leeches out there.
Right.
I could name numerous guys who got really bad advice from their agents.
I mean,
they were snake oil salesmen.
Exactly.
Agents back in those eras.
They didn't have Tony's best interest in mind. Some of those guys. And,
nope.
You
know what they had in mind, Jim? Not only from getting their, with the number one thing a lot of those agents had on their minds back in those days was let me get as much notoriety for my guy and as much money as possible, not because they wanted that guy to do all that well, but so they could get the next guy. So they could get
right.
the next college All-American and say, hey, look what I got for this guy. Look at the acclaim he got. Look, it was all ego-driven from their own part.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's too bad that he, I don't know. I'm glad his life turned out great. And he
he's helping people.
Right. Which is awesome.
Better way to look back and say, now I'm helping people and maybe, you know, saving some lives.
Yeah, I'm sure he did. Hey, speaking of that, I want to do a little bit of segue because we're committed to this Celebrate Recovery Month. We had Larry on from the New Community Shelter, who is the alcohol and drug counselor there. We've had other guests on that are, you know, even, you know, Chris Farley's brother was on and talking about it. And here in Green Bay, on Saturday, this coming Saturday, right, 9-9, from 10 to 2, there is the Celebrate Recovery Month, and that's at Bay Beach Amusement Park. And that's just a great event to just celebrate with people who care about you and that other people who have gone through some struggles like you have. So you just join the Sober Green Bay for a day of fun resources. It's at, like I said, and it's Saturday. It's going to be great weather at Bay Beach in the Pavilion, and it's free rides and meal tickets for the first 100 families. So, you know, show up at,
Hey, do they have that new ride going now?
I think they do. I think I saw that. I think the new ride is on. So, and a, there's,
cool.
Yeah, that's, it's great. Cause as we talked about with our guests and even with Tony, it's, and with Farley, is you need that, support group. I mean, you have to have people who care about you that understand it's a day-to-day recovery. And so you come out there, there's a recovery provider resource fair. So there's other things you can go to. I'm sure Al-Anon, AA is all going to be there. There's great music. So, yeah, and that's sponsored by that Section Yellow in Sober Green Bay. You know, they get their Section Yellow at the Lambeau Field. So anyway, let's support that. And it has a little bit to do with Tony Mandridge. Absolutely. He went through it, and celebrate Recovery Month. So that's this Saturday. And the weather's going to be like 72, 73 degrees. So we got to come out. I want to stop out there, too.
You know, Jim, I think what you're alluded to a little bit there is something that's not brought up enough. The people that help these people, like Tony is doing now, okay, because it'd be really easy for a lot of those people to say, okay, you know what, I did it, I beat it, bleep you, I'm going to live my life. But for them to, you know, come back and still give back and help these other people, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, and it is, and those are the real people. I mean, everyone needs to take care of themselves, yeah. I get that, but the people who go the extra mile and say, look, and I've been through this, I want to help you. So anyway, that's that whole Celebrate Recovery Month, which is this month, but then the special day here in Green Bay is Saturday, 9-9, and it's from 10 to 2 at Bay Beach Amusement Park. So stop out there and just support that group of great, great people.
I think that's great.
Yeah, it is. So,
and, you know, years ago, that would have been something that was like, you know, under the covers. Nobody wanted to talk about it. Yeah, wanted to. And now I think it's wonderful that it's in the spotlight.
It is, because, you know, look, we've all got our issues, and to talk about it, I think it's good for your self-help, but I think it, I just think it's great. And I know a lot of people who are going to be there, and I'm going to be one of them. And I think that's a great event to have. So
that's
anyway,
awesome.
let's
and not to make light of it, but I want to be that guy for you and your weight loss.
Oh, jeez, John. Oh my God. We still got time. No, John, you will come to me and say, you know, Tim, you're right. I should have listened to you. You've helped me.
No, I put on my pants today. I put on my jeans today, and it's like, look at this. These are loose. These are loose fitting on me because I'm doing such a great job. I'm serious.
Okay, well, yeah, we got the bet.
Your pizza and your fried whatever cheese curds this weekend at your tailgate party.
Well, that's it. But after that, it's over. I told you. I go into I got the weight. I didn't write your, but and then we have quite the bets going on. So Steve, Johnny and I are on a, Steve's still with us, and who has his event coming up, Wednesday at the Riverside Ballroom.
You should come to that. It's a great event. Yeah. Respect to law enforcement.
I teach on Wednesdays though, Johnny. So no, it can happen. Anyway, that's a great event, but anyway, Steve, I just want to, you know, if you're a regular listener, but John has been struggling with his weight for years, and since he's got this show, he's been, of course, you're sitting in his desk. Look at all the M&Ms all over. So, I'm trying to help.
Oh my God. I got to be honest with you, Jim. Yes, sir. I got to be honest with you. I tore into that pack of M&Ms that were at your desk, kind of almond M&Ms. I'd never had almond M&Ms before. They're amazing.
Yeah, I wouldn't know because the bag's empty, but yeah. Okay. Well,
I know. I tore almond M&Ms. Unbelievable.
Hey, John, since you're losing all this weight, I'm going to steal this t-shirt that's on your desk. It's way too big for you.
Which one? The glam bag?
Yeah. The other one? I got somebody that wants this.
Well, that's okay.
I was going to say, at your size, and I don't mean in a bad way, Steve, but you're a big gentleman in every aspect. I don't think that one would fit you.
No. I got somebody that wants it, though. Not me.
That wouldn't fit John either, so go ahead and take it.
You don't know that, Jim.
I do, John. I see you every day, man, except today.
I was going to cut the sleeves off and the bottom part of the t-shirt and have it kind of like a bare midriff.
And then cut the back open. Then it'll fit.
Yeah,
all right, Johnny.
Works at one of their concerts.
We're running out of time here.
Dig that.
We'll see you tomorrow. I hope you make it back from Nugani or wherever you are. WGBW 1590 AM 97.9 FM.
I'll bring you a pass.
All right, we got a good show coming up tomorrow. Have a great day.
for the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
More than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio each month for news, weather, and emergency information. A new bill in Congress would make sure AM radio remains in cars. Because when cell and internet services are down, this free service could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.